Moncrief on News Talk
with Gas Networks Ireland. Natural gas is compatible with a wide range of modern appliances. gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.
Now, for some years, Amanda Teague has had an interest in pirates, so much so that she had a sideline as a Jack Sparrow impersonator. She's also a believer in spirituality and a medium. And one day, those two parts of her life merged. She was contacted by the spirit of Jack Teague, who was a pirate in the 1700s. And over their many months of communication, they fell in love. And then they got married. Amanda, good afternoon.
Hello, Sean. How are you?
This is long before you met Jack, but when did you first become interested in piracy and Pirates of the Caribbean?
Well, I've been interested in that period, that era, and piracy and the high seas and all that. I've been interested in that since I've been a child. I didn't obviously think there was any link to a past life or anything spiritual at that point. The first time I saw Pirates of the Caribbean, I think it was 2014. It was my daughter who was watching it. I had no real interest in it because I wouldn't be a huge fan of Disney-type films, but she wanted me to watch it, so I did. And then she made some comments about how my personality was quite like Jack Sparrow. And then I had dressed up as Jack Sparrow for the Pride Parade in Belfast that year, and everyone was saying there was a huge resemblance to the way I moved and the way I looked. So I decided that I would become an impersonator and do charity events, that kind of thing, just for fun, really, and you know, for charity work mainly. So it was from that point, I did that then for a number of months. I'm also very much into my spiritual work, although that wasn't my full-time job at the time. I became involved in spiritual work after my son died in 2010. I had become very obsessed with the idea of what happens after we die. I wanted to know where he was, so I started to study world religions and look at the different theories on the afterlife, so to speak. At that point, I had I wanted scientific proof as well. Obviously, there really isn't scientific proof, but the one that I found that made most logical sense to me was paganism and the fact that we're energy, we have this aura or our energy field around our body, because that has been proved scientifically. So I come to understand that our energy changes shape, it changes form, and it vibrates on a different realm. So I had, you know, I had that belief before, you know, as an impersonator or anything else. So I would have, you know, practiced that, that is my religion, privately.
Mm.
So in the course of my impersonation, I felt this energy around me, because part of what I would have learned would have been how to communicate with energies. Obviously it was an energy that I wasn't familiar with. I would have known the energies that generally I worked with. And about the third time, I think it was, that I felt this energy around me, I asked it to identify itself. And when he had told me who he was or what he was, obviously, my first reaction is, well, you know what? Like, I've been doing this impersonation too long. I'm actually losing my, you know, my identity here. Like, what's going on? So, of course, you know, I didn't really believe it. So when you learn this kind of thing, mediumship and working with energies, you obviously believe that, you know, there's two types of energies, that there's positive and there's negative energies. So obviously, I wanted to verify that, you know, this spirit wasn't being deceitful or whatever else. So I suppose the next 6 months after that would have been talking to the spirit, getting to know the spirit, looking for information that could be verified, because you're taught to question everything. And I'm a questioning person anyway. So I would have asked for a lot of information about his background, about what life was like at that time, and things that I wouldn't personally know, that I could go away and Google and research to find out if in fact the energy or the entity was who he said he was.
Mm.
So after about 6 months of doing this research, I had found out quite a lot of pointers or quite a lot of information that I couldn't have known, which proved to me in my own mind that yes, this was who he said he was. Of course, it's not actually Jack Sparrow from the movies, because he is a fictional character, but it is a pirate called Jack who, shall we say, was very similar to the pirates that Disney have created. And I do believe to some extent that my Jack or my husband Jack in some way had inspired this character, because I don't know if you know this, but the character of Jack Sparrow was from a book before Disney actually made the film.
Right. OK. And so was there much you were able to verify that Jack told you, given we're going back to the 18th century and I assume that records might have been a bit patchy?
Records were a bit patchy. I did not find a record of his birth, but he had told me that he had been born at sea on a pirate ship. So therefore, there definitely wouldn't have been any records. He gave me some information about his father. I did find a record from a census back in the late 1600s that had the same name as his father, that on a boat that left from Plymouth. So that did fit in with some information that he had given me. When I also did some more research back on his actual name, which is Teague, he had told me that his father had originally been from the west of Ireland and had gone over to England and obviously became a sailor or whatever. And a merchant sailor first, and then he became a pirate at a later point. But when I did my genealogy, I discovered that my great-grandmother had the same name. It was Ty, which is the Irish version of Teague. So obviously his dad would have used the English version, the anglicised version, when he moved to England. So that was quite interesting that as an ancestor, we had a family link as well.
Yeah, and so has Jack told you much about his career as a pirate? What was that like? How does that differ from, if you like, the Disney version of it?
Well, obviously, even though I do practice the white arts or white magic, as you say, that what's in the film is pure fantasy, really. I mean, you know, it's a lot, you know, the white magic or magic in general is not really what you see on TV, and it's very much a misconception. So that more or less everything in the film is fantasy, apart from some similarities in the character. Jack was, his father was, as I said, of Irish descent, and his mother was from Haiti. So he was mixed race. So he's very dark skinned, almost black. So so obviously Johnny Depp's character, you know, is a lot lighter skinned. And Jack, my husband Jack, would have been more an adventurer, more than a pirate, even though in those days, If you weren't a merchant sailor or you weren't in line with what the British government wanted you to be, you were classified as a pirate, full stop. But he certainly wasn't. He wasn't as violent and he wasn't as scheming, shall we say. He was pretty much just an ordinary guy who liked a bit of adventure, who wanted to search for treasure, and pretty much kind of spent his life doing that. He also was very, because of his mixed race, he wasn't classified as a slave because his father was white and his mother had died when he was young. But he was very, very much against the slave trade. And that is actually how he died, because he had tried to help some slaves escape. At that time, that was an offence that the punishment was execution. So that is actually what he was executed for, was assisting the escape of slaves.
Oh, my word. And did he seek you out, Amanda, because he knew of your interest in that period?
Well, there's a number of things, I guess, that linked us. When you were of the belief system that I am, we have a close connection with our ancestors. So that made a lot of sense to me when I saw there was an ancestral connection, because we do believe that there is, you know, that there is a connection from our past ancestors, that they do stay around us. So that would make sense. I think, yes, the fact that obviously I was interested in the whole era of piracy, that is probably why he was attracted to me, as opposed to a normal ancestor who would be around you more for protection. And also, I had put out an intention some months previous that I wanted a soulmate. And then he came into my life. So I would put the intention out that I was looking for somebody. Now, the thing about putting intentions out is that you have to be very, very specific about it, what it is that you want. It's like the power of positive thinking or the law of attraction. Now, I didn't specify I wanted a physical partner. I just specified that I wanted to meet my soulmate. I didn't at that time think it was even possible to meet somebody in spirit, but that's what happened. That's what I got, and it was right for me. So if you believe in such things, you believe that the universe or the divine knows what is right for us at that time in our life. So I attracted to him came to me as well by the intention that I had put out.
And of course, then you reached a point where your relationship blossomed and you decided to get married. From a legal point of view, you got on a boat with some family and friends and went outside the territorial limits of Ireland to get married. Why did you do that?
Well, obviously, when we got to that point, it was him who told me about spiritual marriage to begin with. I had no idea what it was. But then when I did my research, it originates from Haiti, which fits in because his mother was from Haiti. And in Haiti today, it's still legal to marry a spirit. And there's actually as many people marry spirits in Haiti as marry physical people. It's also legal in France. That's the closest country that it's legal in. But it's legal in quite a few countries. Unfortunately, it's not legal in Ireland or the UK. I live in Northern Ireland, so I would be considered as part of the UK. So when he had suggested that we could get married, I began obviously to do my research again and discovered that we couldn't do it here. So then I looked at the other options. And say, for example, somebody wants to get married abroad or in Las Vegas or whatever, and they go abroad to get married. So we looked into that option. Obviously, there was the option of going to France or Haiti, but then there's a lot of complications with the language. So, you know, the fact that he did live most of his life at sea, we looked into the whole idea of international waters. So what we did is we actually sourced a UK registrar who was actually also a pagan, so he understood the nature of our marriage. And he hadn't, you know, he had never married anybody before, but he was well aware in his studies of the fact that it does happen and that it is part of our belief system. So it was lucky that he was a legal registrar. So he agreed to perform the marriage. So therefore, we went out on the boat in outside of UK territorial waters into the Atlantic Ocean, and we did our marriage there. Now, obviously, there is a grey area there because there has to be verbal consent on both sides. A medium spoke for Jack to give verbal consent on his behalf because even though I'm a medium, I couldn't legally give verbal consent on his behalf because I would obviously be biased. So it had to be somebody separate that connected with him to give verbal consent.
Mm.
So that's basically how we did it. Now, as I said, it is a grey area and I'm sure there are people that will argue that the marriage is not legal. But my argument is that it is no different than if we had gone to Haiti or a couple that goes to Las Vegas because it is legal somewhere in the world and we did it in the international waters. It must be recognised as legal and nobody has challenged me yet. There's no government bodies or anything that has challenged it yet. So that's all good for now.
Yes.
If they do, I would be quite happy to contest it under the Religious Freedom Act. And human rights also.
Now, just so the listeners know, Amanda has written a couple of books that are available on Amazon. One's called A Life You Will Remember, which, as I understand it, deals largely with the story that Amanda's been telling us. There's another book called Ain't No Grave Can Hold My Body Down, which is like a handbook to communicating with spirits. But the name for that book is after a Johnny Cash song. Jack, your husband, likes Johnny Cash, which I suppose is interesting, given that Johnny Cash wasn't born until hundreds of years after Jack died.
Yes, he picked the name of the song. I actually wanted to call the book Don't Rest in Peace because spirits don't actually want to rest in peace. They actually want to be around us and they want to interact with us. But he didn't like that name, so he picked the name. And yes, he does like that song. That book is actually not out yet. That's in the process of being written. And I'm co-writing that with another medium who does work with Jack. The book that's out at the minute is called A Life You Will Remember. And that is pretty much the story of my past life with Jack because I did know him in a past life as well. And pretty much how we met and our relationship and about our wedding and all that kind of stuff is in that book. Whereas, it rightly you say, the new book that's coming out has a lot to do with what it's like to be a spirit, what it's like to die, how to develop relationships with spirit. And a lot of it is channeled by Jack through me and this other medium from Belfast. So it's the new book is in a way written by Jack, but through us.
Yeah. Now, in terms of your day-to-day life, Amanda, with Jack, do you do kind of normal couple things? Do you go out for dinner? Do you go to the pictures together?
Yes. I mean, we do pretty much everything that a normal couple does. My friend, Crystal, she met with Jack's best friend, who's also obviously a spirit. So we go on double dates together, which is really good because she hooked up with him, which means that it's really nice because, you know, we have that extra bit of company. But yes, we do things together. Communication is the same. It's mental mediumship mostly. So it's pretty much the same as a medium will do a reading and connect to a loved one, except I connect to Jack.
How does Jack find the world that you live in, the modern world? Does he find it confusing or does he know all about it?
Well, he does know all about it because obviously he's been around, he's been in spirit quite a long time, so he knew a lot about it before I met him. And there's certain things he likes about it and there's certain things he dislikes about it. The same as I know quite a lot about his era and there's certain things I like about it and dislike about it. So we kind of, I have an interest in his time and he's got an interest in my time. We have had paranormal investigation teams come in and he has been able to turn stereos on and off. We have had seance evenings, as I said, with this other lady, Crystal Dove, who works with me. We do seance evenings where people can actually see Jack moving stuff. He can turn mobile phones on and off. He can actually play a song on YouTube. So he is quite a powerful spirit and he can actually do quite a lot of physical mediumship, which is what we call it when a spirit is strong enough to be able to use their energy to actually do things in the physical world.
He seems to like technology.
He does. Technology is quite easy for spirits to manipulate if they understand how to do it, because obviously it's energy based, the same as a spirit. So, so things like that is quite easy for a spirit to do. So that's why I think he does like the technology and interfere with the energy waves.
Amanda, thanks very much for speaking with us today. Amanda, as she was saying there, she is the author of A Life You Will Remember. A book will be coming out shortly called Ain't No Grave Can Hold My Body Down. Amanda Teague, thank you very much for talking to us.
Thank you so much, Sean. Thank you.
Moncrief on News Talk.
With Gas Networks Ireland. Natural gas is compatible with a wide range of modern appliances. gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.